In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hear these words from Holy Scripture. Jesus said, "From the beginning God made them male and female. A man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one. What God has joined together, let not man separate." And concerning children and family, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. I say, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And from the gospel lesson where Jesus says, "We are to be salt in the world, have salt in yourself, and be at peace with one another." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have quite a few things to talk about this morning from the lessons and on this annual LWML Sunday. We're going to talk about what marriage is and what faithfulness is in marriage. We're going to talk about what faithfulness in the family, moms and dads and children, what that is. And then lastly, we're going to look on this National Lutheran Women's Missionary League. What does it mean that in the family of God, how are we to be salt in this world? By the way, all around the Missouri Synod today, it's the annual Lutheran Women's Missionary League. We have installed the officers in our league, and we'll be talking about their work in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and throughout the world this morning as well. So let's begin with marriage. Marriage and the family. You heard in Genesis chapter 2 this morning the original founding of marriage. At creation, God, who had created Adam from the dust, put him into a deep sleep, took from his rib, and created the woman, a helper for him. She is now bone of his bones, flesh of his flesh. Hold fast to one another. They are one flesh. They were not ashamed even of being naked because of the perfect creation that God has made of the first husband and the first wife, Adam and Eve. And from that would, of course, come families. Because where there are marriages, God blesses with children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And everyone here has been blessed by marriage, by family, and by children. And that's how God intended it. Faithfulness in these beautiful relationships. And we'll also talk about what it means as God's family, that we've got God's salt in us, and along with Lutheran Women's Missionary League, we bring the salt of God's Word in mission work here and all around the world. God created marriage and the family. It seems so simple, doesn't it? He created it. We didn't make this up. They are His institutions. So how do we conduct ourselves in these God-giving vocations and callings? And how do we, along with LWML, here at Trinity Lutheran Church School and Campus Ministry, do our work being salt in the world as God's family? So let's begin with faithfulness in marriage. So we're going to look at what Jesus says in Mark chapter 10. Faithfulness in marriage. So this is what happened. Some Pharisees came to test Jesus. You see, they didn't really believe in Jesus, so they're trying to trap him. And so they say, is it okay for a person just to divorce their spouse for any reason? They had ill intent. They really didn't care about marriage or divorce. They were trying to trap Jesus. But Jesus uses every opportunity he can to teach us what faithfulness in marriage is. So Jesus is the one that takes us all the way back to Genesis. Don't you remember at the beginning, the two became one? God made them male and female at the beginning of creation. So now, men and women leave father and mother. They join to their spouse. They're no longer two, but one. They are one flesh. What God has joined together, let no one separate. And now for thousands of years, those words have been spoken at weddings all over the world, at weddings right here at this chancel. As I say in a wedding ceremony here in the church, we are gathered here in the sight of God in this church to witness the joining of this man and this woman in holy marriage. It's an honorable estate instituted by God, by which He gives us the picture of the very communion of Christ the bridegroom and His bride the church. And then I continue, the union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for help and comfort in prosperity and adversity, and when it is God's will, for the procreation of children, their nurture and knowledge and the love of the Lord. Very well said words spoken at weddings here concerning the faithfulness God calls us to in marriage. Now, it is true that we live in a fallen humanity broken by divorce and hardness of heart. And it's true that in the Bible, marriage and sexuality is for, number one, for companionship, number two, for enjoyment, and number three, for procreation, for children when God blesses. But God defines a marriage, one man, one woman, marriage. Obviously, in the Bible, when it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, it condemns affairs, having sex with people that you're not married to, living together sexually with someone without being married, living together before people get married. What we see in our world today now in these shows like The New Normal, where people take homosexuality for granted and think it's perfectly normal for a man to be married to a man and a woman being married to a woman, which of course is an abomination before God, because He defines marriage. A man and a woman, that is marriage. But of course, this commandment forbids lust, pornography, all misuse of our sexuality. Why? Because marriage is something Jesus treasures. It's like a beautiful vase in which you put flowers. He doesn't want that vase to get broken. Faithfulness in marriage is a beautiful thing. And who would have thought that we in our generation would have to explain to people what marriage is? But we have to. One man, one woman, married in Christ. He calls us to faithfulness. God grant that joy and faithfulness in our marriages, among those of us who are married. Then Jesus talks about what it means that He is the bridegroom and the church is the bride, when in Hebrews chapter 2, the writer makes it clear for us that the salvation that we have from the Lord comes in the context, if you will, of a marriage that we have with God. In Ephesians, when it says Jesus is the bridegroom and the church is the bride, and He laid down His life for us as the bride, we have a picture here of what marriage is and what Christ is for us. Jesus, the bridegroom, attested to us as the Messiah by signs and wonders and miracles, true man made for a while lower than the angels. What did He do for His church? He suffered, He tasted death to perfect everyone. And now in His resurrection, He is crowned with glory and honor. He's the founder of our salvation. And in His name, we have salvation. In the Bible, it says Christ laid down His life for the church. And now He cleanses us through the washing of water and the Word, presents us spotless, without wrinkle and blemish before God. This is a picture of a bride dressed for her wedding day in her beautiful wedding dress. And the wedding garment that we have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that clothes us. All of our sin was washed away through Christ's death upon the cross. The debt was paid. And now God the Father says, you are my bride. Through faith in Jesus Christ, I account you as righteous, as holy, without blemish. You will stand before me on the last day in the white robes of Christ's righteousness. Because we have been justified before the throne of God by grace through faith, we are not ashamed to be called His brothers. We are the children of God and part of His congregation. Because Christ, the bridegroom, laid His life down for the church, His bride. Faithfulness in marriage. Faithfulness of Jesus to us, His church. Jesus continues, faithfulness in the family. They were bringing children to Jesus. Jesus took them and blessed them. But the disciples rebuked the parents, told them to stay away. But Jesus was indignant. Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Faithfulness in the family. When God grants, there are kids. And when the children come, then God calls for faithfulness in the family. And there actually is some humor here. The moms and dads are bringing their babies and their children to Jesus for him to touch them and bless them. And these rough and tumble disciples are telling them, get these kids out of here. Get these kids away from Jesus. Don't bother him with these kids. And you notice Jesus, it doesn't say us this often in the Bible, that he becomes indignant. He gets mad. He says, don't forbid the children. Let the children come to me. For of such is the kingdom of God. God created marriage, and he also created children in the family. Moms and dads who nurture their children in the Word of God. In holy baptism, at a font like that, Jesus touches you as his child. We were conceived in sin, but by the grace of God, through faith in his name, we are made his child. We are granted repentance and faith, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit that even a child can have, because by grace alone we have faith and repentance in his name. You know, in the Old Testament, they took 8-day-old male babies and circumcised them, infants, to place them unto the covenant of God's grace. And we bring babies, male and female, to the baptismal font, to place them under God's grace, his covenant of mercy through the washing of regeneration of the Holy Spirit in holy baptism. And so whether we be an infant or a child or a teenager or an adult who are brought to the waters of holy baptism, Jesus is saying, you are my child, I died for you, and the triune name of God through water and word has now been placed upon you. And so you and I treasure the families which God has given us, and the family of God in which he has placed us. Faithfulness in marriage, faithfulness of Christ to the bride, his church, faithfulness in families, and faithfulness from God the Father to us who are his children. Because there's another picture here. Not only is Christ the bridegroom and the church is the bride, God is our Father and we are his children. As our Father, all of us, men, women, and children, are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Truly I say to you, Jesus says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And he took them in his arms, blessed them, and laid his hands on them. What a beautiful picture. You know, there's a reason why here at Trinity Lutheran Church we say that we are one family in our church, in school, in campus ministry. We are doing everything we can so we can be used by God to bring people into his family. From an infant child to those of old age, we are proclaiming the gospel in our church, administering the sacraments. Your children are in Sunday school, in vacation Bible school, and in the youth group, and in the choir, and in LWML. We're doing this because we want people to be in God's family. There's a reason that we have a school where we have two-year-olds up to fourth grade all week long here, sitting in these very pews, singing hymns, learning the creed. The vicar and I in the classroom teaching them the Bible lessons, as we want to be in this community, a place where people can bring their children here. Jesus said, bring the little children to me, and they are bringing them, and we bring the word of Christ to these families and to their children. And there's a reason why for 23 years we've had vicars and a campus ministry and now English as the second language, because we want to do the same thing on the college campus, so that college students may rejoice in being in God's family. This is a work well-pleasing to God, not because we came up with this, but because God created this work. He has assigned us this vocation and calling. On this day when all around the Missouri Synod, people are considering the work of Lutheran Women's Missionary League, did you know that they have helped us serve in God's family for the last 70 years? I remember my grandmother going to LWML meetings back in Ohio, locally, nationally, internationally, through the small mite boxes, which we encourage you to have the mite box at home on the dresser. Put your pennies and dimes and nickels in the first Sunday of the month. Dump them in the large LWML box out in the Welcome Center. In your monetary gifts of the mites once a month. Salted for Service is the theme this year. And it is amazing how pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters add up to millions of dollars. This Lutheran Women's Missionary League and we bring people into God's family. And I got online and I found out some of the places the money is going this year through LWML. Our mites and the work that they do and we do in God's harvest field and His family helps the orphanage in Haiti, the Lutheran Braille Workers, outreach to children in Detroit, Michigan, helping people with cancer, the Crow Indian Mission in Montana, CARE Disaster in Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, Children's Nutrition and Gospel Work in Vietnam, a pregnancy center in Malaysia. This is an important one. The Lutheran Malaria Initiative in Kenya, East Africa. Project Joel helps youth in Central America. They have a rehabilitation center in the Dominican Republic. The Haskell Indian Nation work. LCMS Prison and Jail Ministry, and they also have mission work on the border between Mexico and the United States. Thus we go forward, working in God's kingdom, because God has called us to this work. And so in conclusion, it's true. There's a lot of brokenness in this world. There's brokenness in marriages. There's brokenness in families. But Christ, by His death and resurrection, as the founder of salvation, has forgiven us of all of our sins and sets us apart so we are different than the unbelieving world. By God's grace, we live in the order of salvation and in the order of creation at the same time. So He's called us to love and honor our spouse, to raise godly children, to work in His kingdom as the Holy Spirit calls us and distributes His talents and abilities to us. Faithfulness in our marriages, faithfulness in our relationship to Christ, faithfulness in our families and with our children, and faithful with LWML and all Christians as we make disciples of all nations. And God uses us to bring many people into God's family. God grant you and me that kind of faithfulness now and always, to the glory of His name. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.